I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on AM 1170, The Answer. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com. Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Todd Chrisley of Chrisley Knows Best. Mr. Chrisley is a successful entrepreneur and self-made millionaire whose colorful family has been featured for four seasons on this hit reality series. Over the next segment, Todd Chrisley will talk about being the patriarch of perfection on Chrisley Knows Best, which airs Tuesdays at 10 p.m. on USA Network. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to leave it to Chrisley, feel free to wait till your father gets home as we leave our pipe and slippers in the past so we can briefly pop in to the present. Todd, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Now, Todd, tell us what's going on with your family in this new season of your show.
You know, this season is a lot about change. You know, we have Chase and Savannah that are both have left for college. Julie and I are at home with just Grayson and Chloe, and you know, Julie and I are kind of getting back in our groove of having a little bit more time for ourselves.
With Chase and Savannah starting their adult lives, what are your hopes for them?
You know, I have the same hopes for my children today that I had for them when I held them for the first time. You know, I want my children to be happy, healthy, good, decent, honest, hardworking people that have hearts of compassion, that have a heart of giving back. And I want them to be happy. I want them to love, and I want them to love with everything they have in them, and I want them to have, and I want that to be returned.
Well, of course, with them out of the house, you're going to college, how do you stay engaged in their lives while giving them an opportunity to have their own lives?
Well, you know, I think we're still struggling a little bit with that, you know, with that happy medium. My kids have left for college. That doesn't mean that I don't see it. So, you know, I Skype with my kids every day, or I FaceTime with them. We text and talk 15 times a day, right. And I'm literally having dinner with one of them every other day. Savannah, I have dinner with her probably twice a week, and Chase, I have dinner with him probably three times.
So it sounds like you've really embraced technology, you know, in terms of communicating.
I have had to, you know, as bad as I hated it, I have had to embrace it.
Right. What were your reservations about technology early on, and how do you feel about
it now? I'm 47 years old. It was not something that I wanted to embrace. It was not something that I needed, because I grew up in a time that if I wanted to date a young lady, I went to her face-to-face and said, would you like to go to dinner?
Right.
If I wanted to talk to someone, if I wanted to communicate with someone, I picked up the phone and talked to them, or I had a conversation face-to-face. I grew up in a time that you wrote letters.
Right.
So, you know, I think that I was comfortable with that. I didn't like the idea of all this technology of social media, because I felt like it took the personal aspect out of the relationship. But I have been forced to kind of get on that train in order to be able to keep up with my children.
So when it comes to setting rules for that kind of thing, technology, communicating with people, what rules did you set down for your kids in terms of what was acceptable and what was not?
First of all, you're not going to come to my table with a cell phone.
Right.
When I'm in the car with you and we're having a conversation, do not take that call, because this is a conversation that you're already engaged in. So it's almost like the line at the restroom, it too comes first. So I think it's in poor taste, it's in poor manner for you to be sitting at a table and your phone going off nonstop, and you think you're going to text and respond to something on Twitter or something on Facebook or Instagram. I think that's in poor taste. So my kids certainly know what the expectations are that their mother and I have set for them. And for the most part, do they do it all the time? No. But for the most part, my children know what we expect, and they respect what we expect of them. And we have a rule that, you know, if we go out to dinner, and we do quite often, that if you pick up your phone during that dinner, that's where the check comes from.
Now, Todd, you're a pretty strict dad. So overall, what is your what is your philosophy about disciplining kids?
You know, I have five children, and each child has been a little bit different. You know, Lindsay never had to be spanked her entire life. I mean, she was just one of these children that was very obedient. She knew what she was supposed to do. She knew what was expected. Excellent student, graduated, went 4 years of college, and graduated on the dean's list and was never offered. You know, and then I had my second son, Kyle. He was a different child, and there were different methods that had to be incorporated, you know, to get child to kind of rise, to get Kyle to rise to the occasion. Then we had Chase, and I don't, you know, I think that today with Chase, I'm just still kind of looking and saying, okay, what works? Because Chase is a great kid, great heart, and wants to please, while at the same token wanting to find his own footing of being able to say, hey, I'm a grown man, I make my own way, I get to make my own decisions. So I think that as far as discipline goes in our home, it's been different with each child, but the core value system has remained the same of making sure your child knows what's expected. And if you teach your child the difference between right and wrong and they know what's expected and you enforce that and they see that being reinforced every day, they normally will rise to that occasion.
Now, you mentioned Chase. In terms of Chase, what do you see in him that perhaps he doesn't see in himself?
Oh, God, what do I not see in him? Chase just absolutely has so much potential. But right now, as a 19-year-old young man, the potential that Chase sees is as far as his next dating activity.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, Chase truly loves young girls, and that's kind of his focus right now. And it doesn't help when you're on television and you have all these girls coming at you. It's very distracting. Right. But I tell my son every day, son, before you go out with this other girl, look at her and say, is this who I want my child to call, you know, to call mama?
Right.
Is that who I want to be the mother of my child?
Exactly.
And I said, it'll save you a lot of money and it'll save you a lot of time.
That's right. Well, speaking of being married and being a parent, did you have any preconceived notions about what it would be like to be a parent?
No, I think that you know, I had my first child at 21, and I don't think that anyone's prepared to be a parent that at 21. But I was raised by a mother that had taught us very well, and I was in love with my child before I held her. So I certainly don't believe that I have any children out of my five, that will take Grayson out because he's only nine. I don't have any children out of the first four that would have been as equipped to raise a child at 21 as what I was.
So when it comes to your family, what is the thing that you are most proud of about your family?
About how much dedication that we have to each other, how much love we have for each other, and the fact that at any given time, any member of this family will go to battle for any other member of this family. We're a very close, tight-knit group of people, and we know what our core value system is. We know what our faith system is, and we just are a family that loves each other.
That's great. Todd, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you so very much for having me. Have a wonderful day.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There, you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
the mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time.